Okay, welcome back. 11:33. Pure Electric Studio, Justin Anchor, Wally Hall. Did you get all that?
I did.
Okay, sorry, I'm waking up now. A couple things just to clarify. Apparently, the guy who called the last segment, I couldn't follow his commentary because he was so stupid, but he said something in effect about War Memorial South, and I missed that, so I guess he was talking about Dallas. So my bad. I apologize. The rest of that was so confusing because everything else he said made no sense. As far as Joe in Little Rock, I'm not going to read your fan feedback, but I think you know that where the station is. If you want to come up here and have a word, come on up and say hello. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to Michael Felder of BleacherReport.com. Some college football, things of actual substance, not just knucklehead callers who want to take cheap shots and then hang up like little sissy girls. Hi, Michael.
How are you guys doing?
Oh,
it's
good.
It sounds like you're having quite the day.
Everybody's a little edgy. We start getting into the whole stadium debate, man. People get fired up around here. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the whole War Memorial Stadium versus Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium debate, but it's been raging here for years. There are 3 years left on the contract, yet we're trying to settle out now whether or not Arkansas will continue to play games in two home stadiums here in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah, well, what do folks think? I mean, I think obviously people want to get home games in your own stadium to help your school to not have to pay to get the play and all those things.
Yeah, we're here in Central Arkansas, and the other stadium is here, so we're somewhat biased. I mean, we were just debating the facts on both sides. So there's certainly a case to be made. The good news is we won't really have to settle it for a few years, and at the end of the day, it's not up to us anyway. But it's fun to debate.
Yeah.
So
ultimately, it serves them some good to play. To get to see the entire state, to get a better chance to see the team. So I can see both sides of it. It's one of those things, though, you look at it, and if you got two home stadiums, you've got to fill them both up. And as long as you keep doing that, I think you come out all right.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm gonna guess they go back-to-back weeks of not filling up either stadium, so we'll see how that goes. But when you play Samford and Southern Miss, a bad Southern Miss team, that's one of the issues there, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the national perspective, and certainly this week it is focused squarely on College Station, Texas. It is payback time for Alabama, or is it?
I think Alabama goes in and gets them this year. I look at this ball game, and obviously we all know that the hype around this game is Manziel and McCarron, Nick Saban's defense. This game, to me, is going to boil down to the trenches just like most football games. You've got to win the battle up front. I think Texas A&M's offensive line is going to give them chances to run the football pretty well. You've got Ben Molina and Trey Carson, a really nice 1-2 punch. You've got the opportunity to run downhill with Carson, the ability to be very slippery with Molina, and then you also have the Manziel factor in. They're going to pick up. They're going to gash Alabama at times in the run game, especially with Alabama so worried about the pass and keeping Manziel in the pocket. Then on the flip side, we don't know what Alabama has up front. They look terrible against Virginia Tech. I expect A&M to do a lot of blitzing, a lot of stunning, a lot of slanting to try and keep that offensive line off balance. So they're going to get a chance to get some stops. But I think ultimately Alabama's offensive line with 2 weeks, they fix some of those problems and they can get the run game going.
Who is your Heisman Trophy winner through week two?
Man, right now through week two, I think you got to go with Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, the kid has just looked absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, he hadn't played a tough game yet, but he's looked absolutely phenomenal. Every game he's come out and looked like a pro. And then I think the other two names you got to throw in there, Jameis Winston of Florida State, didn't have a second game. So he's got that one game of just greatness. And he was on a huge stage, the ACC opener against Pitt Monday night all by himself. And then Taj Boyd, huge win for him over Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Came out, looked like he was supposed to look against South Carolina State. So Taj, if you like wins, go Taj Boyd. If you like, just in terms of statistics, look at Winston. But I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to put together the complete package.
We may have talked about this before. Michael Felder joining us from BleacherReport.com on the Revolution Hotline. But do you expect the SEC to have a representative in the national title game again this year?
Yeah, I do. I just don't think it's going to be Alabama or Texas A&M or Georgia or South Carolina or Florida. I think it's going to be LSU. This football team, man, I knew they would be better on offense because Cam Cameron, unlike the last couple offensive coordinators, he goes into a game with an actual plan. I didn't think they would come out and look this good. Against TCU, a team that plays pretty good defense, they confuse them with personnel packages. You look at LSU, they still go with two running backs and one – they go still with two running backs and one tight end, or one tight end, one running back. They use those run sets a lot, but then they throw out of them. They get play action. There were times when Mettenberger was handing off for draws out of the shotgun stuff. People don't see that on film all the time. So I think LSU is going to end up. I think they're going to beat A&M. They're going to beat Alabama. I think they're going to beat Florida. They're going to end up in the national championship game.
Okay, so who faces them? Are you riding Clemson? I really like what they did, like you said, in week one. But then Miami all of a sudden rises up and beats Florida the other day, and they were an underdog at home, but they do play very well and win. What do you expect to come out of there, and is that the other representative, or is it coming from somewhere else?
I live about 75 minutes away from Clemson, South Carolina, and I would love to be able to pick them. I think it'd be great for North and South Carolina, really, for the ACC, but I think it's going to be Ohio State still. You look at that schedule, even with Braxton Miller slowly coming back from that injury, you look at their schedule. They've got Cal this weekend, and then I don't know that there are many teams that can score with them, and teams that can score with them, like Indiana, I don't think Indiana's got a defense that can go out there and get a stop when they have to. I think it's going to be tough for Ohio State to lose a football game. If they lose that game to Michigan at the end of the season, that's going to be a tough – I think that'll be a tough pill for them to swallow. But you look at them, and they've got all the pieces to make a good run. Curtis Grant playing some of the best linebacker in the country right now that nobody's even talking about. Obviously, Kenny Guyton is a capable Kenny Guyton's an absolutely capable backup. If he plays this weekend, I think they're still in good hands. I think Ohio State's got the opportunity to be that team, but I also love Oregon. Again, I like that Clemson team like you just mentioned.
Does Lane Kiffin coach at USC next year?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know what? I'm going to go with yes. I think that Lane Kiffin, for what he has the ability to do, everybody talks about this guy like he literally cannot do anything.
That's just me.
I think he's going to make some adjustments. He recognizes something that he's dealt with. He dealt with this at Tennessee, a quarterback that's just not very good. And while everybody else is talking about how USC should be this and USC should be that, he felt his team out. He had an interception that cost him the football game against Washington State. But he's felt this team out, and he understands, you know what? We're going to have to play in the mud to win some ball games, and I think he's got the ability to do it. He's got a defense, I think, that wants to hit people for the first time in a few years, and he's got a running game. I look for them to go Wildcat. Look, if you can't throw the ball downfield to get it to Lee, to get it to Aguilar, hand it off to him. I think we're going to see a more creative run game out of them. I think they're still going to put up some wins and challenge for the South. It just won't look the way everybody wanted it to look with the high-flying acrobatics through the air.
Don't feel biased because we're in Arkansas. Which SEC coach of the new guys has impressed you the most so far?
Man, that's a tough one. I think, obviously, with Arkansas, you mentioned the schedule early. I think there's time for them to do some impressing. For me, you know what? I think I'm going to have to go with Tennessee. Not Tennessee. Let's go with Auburn. I'm going to go with Auburn because they beat a Washington State team that, at least for my money, was better than we all thought they were, especially on the defensive side of things. And I just look at them, and it seems like these kids like playing football. And that was something that last year, especially, you couldn't say about Auburn. Last year, they looked down. They looked miserable. And I think that goes a long way. But I think as we get into the SEC schedule and the actual mettle of a team gets tested, I expect Arkansas to rise to the occasion because of the way Bielema has treated those kids. He's treated them like men. And he's going to ask those men to step up once they get into the meat of that schedule. So I think Arkansas long-term for this, I think Arkansas for the span of the season is going to come out as the more impressive team. But right now, at least, it looks like Auburn's having the best time playing football. And to me, that goes a long way.
You know what I got from that, Michael? I got everybody's doing a great job of the new coaches except for Mark Stoops. That's what I got from that.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Because you never even thought about saying Kentucky. I know that for sure.
He's going to have a rough weekend this weekend. They got Teddy Bridgewater coming to town. That ain't going to be pretty.
No, he's going to be in bad, bad shape, and it's just going to get worse. I made a bold prediction, not to you but to some other people, that he would never go to a bowl game at Kentucky.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Okay.
Wouldn't surprise me either.
Good, you guys are all on board now. That's nice. There were a few people talking about, oh, that's a great hire. He's going to win with defense. It's never been tried before. I'm like, well, you can't get athletes that are good enough at Kentucky to win with defense, so good luck.
Well, they've got a nice recruiting class that they're building. I want to see them keep that recruiting class together. And their defense isn't very good right now. And part of it is they don't have the athletes, like you mentioned. But the big thing is they've got Neil Brown in there. If you've got Neil Brown, you better throw that football around the yard. They don't have anyone that can do that. They don't have anyone to catch. So they've got their own problems. But it wouldn't surprise me for Stoops that if he gets to a bowl game, he might get out of there too.
What about Mac Brown? That's a guy that we don't root against. Although everybody around here hates Texas, everybody likes Mac. I think everybody respects Mac. He seems like a good guy. And when I've been around him, he's been very pleasant. But I mean, it's another year. They've misevaluated on a few guys that have been missed on, including Manziel, and including Winston at Florida State. I mean, they're guys that they could have had, and you wonder what they're looking at. But the bottom line is I think fans are getting impatient over there. Everybody likes him. I think he'll probably get a job in administration. But, you know, what's he got to do? If he wins the league, is that enough for them to get off his back, you think, this year?
Yeah, I think he's got to have to win. He's got to put together some wins or at least finish in that top two or three. The thing for me is I look at this, and obviously they fired Manny Diaz. Everyone was shocked. They ran up 550 yards. BYU ran up 550 yards of rushing on them. If you watch their games last year, they took bad angles. They didn't tackle anybody. They stunted themselves out of position, and they had one guy who was sort of a closer for them, a fixer, a catch-all, and that was Kenny Vaccaro. He's in the NFL now. You don't have that guy who fixes everything you do wrong, you look even worse, and that's what they look like on Saturday. Manny Diaz is out for not fixing his mistakes. You've got Greg Robinson in, and I know the jokes and the taglines with Greg Robinson, but ultimately, if he could just get back to basics and teach these guys, listen, we've got to tackle, we've got to take proper pursuit angles, and we're going to play base defense. I think he's got the opportunity to help Mac Brown save this job. But this weekend against Ole Miss, David Ash might be out. So we'll see what happens with them. I think they're going to end up losing to the Rebels.
Oh, well. It is going to get real warm over there if that happens.
Yeah, but Michael, you can't break all those bad habits on defense in 1 week.
Well, here's the problem is I think it comes down to accountability. And I know you can't do it in 1 week, but something you can do in 1 week is simplify that defense. Don't call stunts. Don't call blitzes. Simplify that defense. So instead of worrying about getting through your gap, on a blitz or trying to get past the quarterback or rushing, all you're worried about is what you're supposed to do. Just do your job. And if you can get it simplified to that, you can practice tackling and you can practice angles for the rest of the season until these guys get it right. And I think there's got to be more accountability. You can't have a guy run, take a bad angle on approach, run himself out of bounds while the wide receiver goes for a touchdown. You can't have a guy do that and let him get back in the game. And we're continuously seeing that out of Texas. At least we were when Manny Diaz was at the helm.
Michael, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again here in a couple weeks.
Looking forward to it. You guys take it easy.
All right, take care. Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com. And, you know, we talk about one state sharing, you know, a team and two stadiums and all that. He grew up in a completely different kind of environment.
Oh, yeah.
You got North Carolina State, Duke. I was talking to Sully about this weekend. You got those three schools all right together. I mean, they're all within a couple of miles of each other. You know, and you got Wake Forest right down the road. I mean, they're all pretty close together. It's a totally different kind of environment. We have a unique thing here, too. And, you know, again, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's something I enjoy. It's been fun. I don't know how long we'll enjoy it. We'll have it at least for the next few years, at least. Matt.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
Hey, buddy. Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Justin.
How are you, sir?
All right. Those guys like Michael, do you pay them by the word?
Michael Felder?
Guy that just got through talking.
No, I do not.
Boy, he got in a lot of words in that time.
Yeah, yes, he did.
A lot of information, though.
How many words would you like to get in?
Not that many.
Okay, well, you go ahead and get your more succinct message across.
All right, I'd like to ask you, is Wally still there?
Yes, sir. He's here.
Okay. I'd like to ask you guys what y'all would think about parity in college football.
What would I think about it? I think it'd be great.
I do, too.
Okay, why couldn't we do something like this? Okay, Alabama, you won a national championship. You get 17 scholarships this year. Arkansas, you went 6-6. You get your full complement of 25.
In fantasy land, that would be super fun. That would actually be really interesting. I've never heard anybody bring that up before. I like the idea. It's not going to work, but it would be fun.
I'm just so tired of 9 out of 10 five-star number one recruits going to Alabama.
We have got to find a way to get Nick Saban back to the NFL. That's what it's going to take.
Okay.
You know what? Very succinct message, Robert. I like it. I'll give you credit. Danny's in Sherwood. We've got to take a timeout. What's up, man?
I'm just saying, brother.